This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to the return of the Pro Wrestling Show in association with TalkSport, Will Gavin, John Jackson, and an all-new member of the stable for you today, coming live from the new WWE NXT UK Performance Centre. And boy, do we have some big names on the show today. Triple H, Charlotte Flair, Finn Balor, Pete Dunne, Rhea Ripley, and more. It's going to be a cracker. This is the Pro Wrestling Show. So, gents, we're stood in the WWE UK Performance Centre. Will Gavin, John Jackson, and introducing for the first time ever from parts unknown.
He has been. He's received his
self-esteem.
He's received his main roster call-up.
I finally made the switch
from the other place that we call it. We haven't made you change your name.
The Impact Wrestling. You've
still got
the
your
journalism
same.
World.
Still got your same name. You're Chris Jericho, whatever promotion you're in.
Yes, that's true.
So delighted to welcome Alex McCarthy onto the podcast from Give Me Sport. Now a fully fledged member of the Pro Wrestling Show and of Talk Sports coverage as well, which you're going to be seeing a lot more of us popping up on the posts online. You're going to see a lot more Talk Sport news coming up on ours.
Indeed.
It's much more synergy.
He's done the David Brent
synergy
hands
as well.
He said that.
I thought he was going to flip Gordon me, but he's literally just given me the keys
that'll
to the
come.
Kingdom.
No,
he did.
That will come.
No,
in
that
time.
Is the plan. But
I popped so hard for you, Al. I just can't help it.
Can I just describe what we can see right now? So we're standing on a pristine NXT UK carpet.
Yes.
Which is part of the gym section of the UK Performance Centre. Around us right now, we've got Matt Bloom. We've got Robbie Brookside.
Mustache Mountain.
Trent Seven. Tyler Blake's trousers, the tightest trousers I've ever seen on a man.
Oh my God, I can see ludicrous. His phone, and we're side on.
We've got
and I can see his phone.
Front
as
well. Triple H's beard, by the way, is absolutely what I'm aspiring to.
Immaculate.
At this point, I'm going to go in to my barbers and be like, that's what I want. Take a picture of Triple H and be like, this.
You'll wake
this
up bald.
Yeah.
You'll wake up bald. When you spoke to him, which we'll hear in a second, did you notice how big his fingers are?
Huge.
Oh, we've
absolutely
talked about that before
huge.
On the show. Fingers like Cumberland's.
Look, Cumberland's. So going forwards, the Pro Wrestling Show is going to be a three-hander. We're going to be going back to being a weekly show. We think on Wednesdays it's being figured out.
Yes.
There's going to be a video show. There's going to be a lot more online content. Basically, the NFL season meant that I stopped working, and I apologise for that to anyone who was a regular listener back then. But going forward, it's going to be amazing.
Well, the idea of us being a triple threat now is that we will be popping up everywhere on all social channels, and of course online with TalkSport there'll be more of a WWE presence. So essentially people can get their fill of all three of us in all kinds of different ways.
Quite frankly, if me and Will can't do something, then we just send you to do it.
Yeah, I mean, like what have I got to do? Eh?
Well, I mean, the first thing that we've given you to do is to go on a train to Blackpool from London with Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, I mean,
so I mean, don't complain.
Well, I mean, it depends if he's. If he wants to...
Do you reckon Shawn Michaels is in first class and you're all in economy?
Yeah, I can't imagine they're going to go, right, so pick your seats and all the cool kids go at the back and I just mingle in between Triple H and Shawn Michaels like, God, we're just a bunch of DX guys, aren't we?
Are you... Glenn Jones has just walked over to us, so he's going to now be on the podcast whether he likes it or not. One of the top guys in progress and works here with NXT UK. Why did you just come and show your phone to me?
It's 12:36, you're 6 minutes over. Come on, I'm a corporate boy now.
I was told the bus wasn't until 2:15. What is this?
I have no idea. All I know is I've been away since 6, setting up this beautiful building. And it is a beautiful building. But it's getting the... It's getting to the time of the day now where I think people are slowly. Once Hunter starts looking over, you know that's not a man that you want to ask you to leave.
It is a beautiful building. Like we were just about to discuss our day here, but just for actually getting to show it to the public for the first time online and here in front of the media as well, pretty special moment.
Yeah, the facility itself is wonderful. The opportunities that it offers as well, everything from medical support to the training that Coach Hayes does, strength and conditioning, everything that, of course, you've heard all this already today, but the UK has been crying out for something like this, I think, for many years. And now to be able to like show the world what we've been working on for a while now and the talent that we have and the facilities we have available to us and you know, that small matter of take over Blackpool tomorrow.
You've got a bus to go and get. You bugger off. We're going to finish off here. I promise you won't be long. We do need to talk about all the experiences of this, about NXT UK Blackpool, all that stuff. But I think what we should do for today is just give the people what they want.
We're just going to fire all the A-listers at you.
All the big names.
Yeah.
In one mega podcast.
And then on the Saturday next week, we'll talk about AMAX experiences in Blackpool. We'll have a lot more interviews for you from that event.
Sounds more sordid than it is, but...
We will go back and we'll recap NXT UK. We'll also talk about things like, because we're not just a WWE show, we'll talk about the AEW announcement. That's the first person to say that in this building that loudly.
What are you doing?
They're coming towards me. Matt Bloom's coming. Go, run!
Did you not notice when we walked in? I looked around and went, are we all in? No one spotted that.
And we'll continue to talk about UK indie wrestling as well. So I think, you know, this is just a little reintroduction, and it's a reintroduction where we get Charlotte Flair, Finn Balor, Triple H,
Pete Dunne,
Rhea Ripley.
What a show we've got coming for
you. And a bit of bonus Glenn as well, which was nice.
So this is a little taster session for you. More to come, I promise you, in the not too distant future.
There are literally suitcases wheeling around us.
Charlotte Flair is behind you. She's got her coat and her bag on. I'm not even joking.
We've really got to go.
If you're listening to this right now, have a look at Twitter.
Yeah.
Find the photo of Matt Bloom hugging Charlotte Flair. You'll know exactly what we were seeing as we recorded this.
That's true.
Enjoy the interviews. Watch the videos on our Twitter page at Pro Wrestle Show. And we'll be back next week with the all new Pro Wrestling Show featuring
this guy.
How are you doing? Good
How
to
are
see you.
Man? Good to see you.
Well, I remember speaking to you just over 2 years ago when you first announced the first UK Championship event. From then to now, just tell us a little bit about how special it is to open this center today.
Well, it's been a process, you know, and I think the important thing to remember is that the talent that are here, the Pete Dunnes and the Trent Sevens and the Coffees and everybody else, Rhea Ripley's, Tony Storms, these are the people that made this happen. You know, they were here. Their passion, their desire, even though they felt like there was no clear path in front of them for the rest of their careers, they were just doing this at an extremely high level. It made us want to invest in them. It made us want to come here and take that next step to ensure their future. Over those 2 years, you know, getting started with something like this is a difficult brand when you're trying to move all the pieces around of WWE and Raw and SmackDown and NXT and make all this happen at the same time. But here we are, and when you think about it, it seems long in the process, but 2 years later, it's not that long of a period of time. We're here today, Performance Center in the UK. 30 to 40 contracted athletes working here, improving themselves, a weekly show, a brand on the ground, NXT UK on fire, and now a live show out of Blackpool tomorrow night. You know, it's almost, it sounds cliched to say, but kind of NXT UK is kind of leading the way on this global stage of the next level of what it means to be in this industry and to be a WWE superstar.
I think it's special as well having not just starting somewhere in the UK, but having the likes of Johnny Saint and Robbie Brookside, UK guys. Is Robbie going to be involved in the training here? Are those the guys that are going to be running this center?
Yeah, so it's kind of a work in progress, obviously, right now. Yes, Robbie Brookside, Johnny Moss, Johnny Saint, as much as, you know, it's a funny thing, Johnny has forgotten more about this business than most of us know, and he's here running these guys ragged, and being a face of the brand. You know, we say it a lot in WWE, so much so that you see WWE that sometimes things become slightly cliche. Then, now, forever, you know, they become these sayings and statements, but they're truly things that we believe in. You know, then, now, forever, Johnny is the then, but you can't know what you want to become without knowing where you've been. We want people like Johnny Saint and the history of this business, that rich tapestry of what this business has always been, to be something that is ingrained in these people. And we teach it here. We teach them about the history. If you came in from this from another sport and don't know the history, you will learn it here. We want them to know what the now is, and that's you know, what you see on the global stage of WrestleMania, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, all of it. And then we're going to build the future here. You know, that's what this is really about. This is an investment in the future, creating something more, creating a clear path. There will be a kid sitting on, or there will be many of them, kids sitting on their couch watching TakeOver tomorrow in Blackpool that will say to themselves when it's over, they won't be able to sleep. You know, they'll be wired up like I was when I was a kid and I watched Jimmy Snuka jump off top of the cage, wired out of my brain, thinking I have to do that. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen. And we will give them that path to live their dream. That's in front of them now. It's not a pipe dream. It's not well, I'll see if I can do this while the whole world is telling you you're wasting your life. This is in front of you. If you want to work harder than everybody else, if you want to dedicate yourself to something, that path is there to become something more, to make it to the WWE.
So in 2 years, we've gone from a tournament to a performance center and a takeover. What does 2 years in the future look like for the NXT UK brand?
Well, I think it's the NXT, it's the WWE in general. I see these performance centers in a lot of places around the globe. I see these brands in a lot of places around the globe. But just knowing the passion that I see about these guys and how hungry, guys and girls, how hungry they are for this, the sky's the limit, man. Stuff when you do all this stuff, you think, man, what's the upside to it? I can tell you, being here, every time I'm here, I realize we're just nicking the surface of what the UK can become, because it's deep, and the passion here to do this, the desire, the drive, the willingness to work hard for what you want to get out of this is huge. You're going to see some of these people as the biggest stars in the globe, and you're going to see this brand as one of the things that drive it.
Will there be involvement in Mania Weekend finally?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you.
Finn Balor, 2 years ago, just over 2 years ago, we stood in London. We talked about the UK Championship tournament, which was going on.
Yeah.
2 years later, we're here. We've got a UK Performance Centre. You must be amazed at how quickly that's gone.
Incredible. I didn't actually realise that was 2 years ago. Getting to come here today, I got to be honest, I'm a little blown away. I spent 2 years at the Performance Centre in Orlando. And the facility is incredible. And I thought, like, oh, we're doing a UK performance center. It'll probably be watered-down version, you know, not quite as good. Man, this is as good, if not better. You know, brand-new facility. But I think the important thing, really, in this facility is the talent that's in the ring behind us. Some of the best up-and-comers that I've ever seen. So I think we're very fortunate here at NXT UK to have an incredible roster. Obviously the TV tapings and TakeOver this weekend are going to be exciting. I'm going to be front row for TakeOver, so I'm just having a great weekend, man. Life's good.
Benefits of being a WWE superstar, front row seats.
Yeah.
Now obviously you've done a fair bit of training yourself in the past. You've wrestled a lot of these people that you've seen here, and obviously you've trained Jordan.
I don't like to say that I've trained Jordan or anyone. I think most athletes kind of train themselves. They can be guided and kind of pointed in the right direction, but you know, Jordan had it the day he walked into the gym before I even like locked up with him or had any communication with him. So I don't like to claim that, you know, I trained anyone. I believe like most people just train themselves or just find their way. They're just kind of guided, and I think that's the beauty of the Performance Center here. You got some of the best guides in history. You got Johnny Saint there, you got Johnny Moss, Robbie Brookside, Matt Bloom. So the guys are very, very fortunate.
All people you've worked with before, obviously when you were in NXT, and you can vouch for how amazing that's been for your career.
Yeah.
When you went through that.
Yeah, well, just speaking of my career, I started, you know, 18 years ago in Sittingbourne, Kent, and Johnny Moss was the coach. And then I went to Japan 8 years later, and Matt Bloom was the senior wrestler who took me under his wing. And then I come to the Performance Center in Orlando, and Robbie Brookside was my coach. So these are all my coaches that are actually here in the United Kingdom Performance Center. So, you know, this is it's a really special place for me, not only from a history standpoint with what I've done in wrestling, but also for the people that are actually in the building.
Absolutely. And do you sort of, I mean, we're looking forward a few years now, but do you ever foresee yourself being the next Robbie Brookside and being a trainer at a performance center? Triple H obviously mentions there's going to be performance centers all around the world. You know, if you could pick Sydney, Australia, would you go there once you've hung up your boots?
Yeah, maybe. I heard rumors that we're going to open a performance center in Hawaii. So
sounds nice.
Yeah, so I've already put my application in as a coach there. So we'll see what happens. But no, obviously, so many people have given given me this opportunity to live my dream and become a professional wrestler, and I think it's my obligation to, in turn, when I'm done, give back to the next generation. And if the opportunity arises and Triple H thinks I'm up to it, I would love to be a coach here at the Performance Centre.
When I was in Orlando at the Performance Centre, on a day off, you were there low-key, you were working out. So what with having this in the UK now, obviously, you know, you want to get back home to Ireland. Is it like the best multi-gym membership you could ever have?
Yeah, obviously, you know, the Performance Centre in Orlando is great. You know, I get to spend a lot of time there, even on days off. You know, I'll go in and work out and work out a few kinks. But obviously now we do a lot of tours here in the United Kingdom, and we spend a lot of time over here, almost 4 weeks a year. So I'll be walking in those doors quite a lot, you know, so expect to see me here not quite working as hard as these guys behind us, but, you know, definitely trying to foam roll out or stretch or something, you know. But having this facility here for me personally, you know, being so close to home, is a great facility.
I've never taken a bump at a Virgin Active, so that's something that the Performance Center has over that. Finally, obviously, Becky Lynch doing amazing at the moment. She's someone that you've trained with. I was going to ask if you're the man behind the man, but as you're saying, you didn't train her, she just trained with you.
Yeah.
You must be impressed with how she's doing at the moment.
Yeah. I've been impressed with her since she walked into the gym when she was like 14 years old, you know, and she lied about her age and filled out the form to say she was 16 when she was only 14, because that's how much she wanted it.
Did she have a fake ID? Is this a Becky Lynch and a fake ID shocker?
I think maybe just I didn't check the ID.
Okay, you take liability, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, Becky had it from the moment she walked into that that little school hall where we had a crappy little ring, and I think that, you know, recently she's excelled, but she's always had that in her, and I think maybe she's just finally started to believe she's had it in her this whole time, and I think that's the reason why she's doing so well. She's clearly stopped giving a feck, we would say. and you know, more power to her. Hopefully, you know, I don't see any reason why her and Ronda Rousey can't main event WrestleMania.
I would love to see a double Irish headline of WrestleMania. Have you got a little bit of time before then? Do you think that's a possibility?
Yeah, well, I can't see why the Beast Incarnus can't face the Demon King.
I mean, the first versus the current.
Yeah.
Heard it here first, the Beast versus the Demon, Finn Balor. We'll see you at the Performance Center in the UK, in Orlando, and wherever they pop up around the world. Thank you very much.
And Hawaii.
Triple H, get Hawaii, yeah?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So here with the first ever WWE UK NXT champion, Rhea Ripley. Yeah. Although last time we spoke on the phone, Rhea, there was all sorts of speculation about what was going to be happening at Evolution, and I maybe got it wrong, and it was all a bit embarrassing. The first thing I want to do is apologise to you.
No, it's fine, it's fine. I'll let it slide. I'll let it slide. You're lucky.
You ended up fighting Dakota Kai that night on the pre-card, and you know, it's amazing this is, and we will talk about this. The Antipodean takeover within NXT UK already is pretty exciting.
It's insane. This is going to be my first ever takeover event that I'm even going to, let alone on defending my NXT UK Women's Championship. Like, it's just insane. I don't think it's really settled too much in my brain because I should be a lot more nervous than I am, but I am just confident. I'm confident in what we're going to do.
That's exciting, and I think thinking back to kind of your first time in the first Mae Young Classic and what you did back in Orlando back then, how much did that influence, you know, where you are now?
I think it taught me a lot of lessons. It taught me to just be more confident in myself and just care less, I think, because that's exactly what I've been doing and it seems to be working. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm just going to care less and go out there and win, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
Just win.
So, but when you think about how much that influenced you and then you see the opportunity being afforded by this UK Performance Centre to not just you but everyone else involved, I mean, it's exciting stuff.
It's so, so exciting to see everyone that's worked so hard in the United Kingdom and just they finally get the chance to have their first performance centre. It's just absolutely insane and they're all going to work hard and I know that they're coming in hot because I got Tony at TakeOver and yeah, it's going to be insane.
They were talking a lot earlier about, like, you know, the media stuff, the promo stuff, the other work they do here. I think what's also exciting with you is that, okay, you're engaging with Tony, the guys at this end, but you're also getting tweets off Becky Lynch and Charlotte and getting shout-outs in the ring from Charlotte Flair, and that's got to be pretty cool.
To be honest, my heart started racing really, really quickly when she said my name. I was like, oh, am I going to have to jump in the ring right now?
You just popped up we'd have all popped for it hard. Yes. It would have been amazing.
I'm like, I'm in skinny jeans and heels. I don't really wear heels too often, but I wear them today. And this is not the day for me to get in the ring.
It's all right. Charlotte was in heels as well. We've just seen her go by. So
I think hers are thinner as well.
I reckon you could have taken her.
I think I could have.
So NXT TakeOver UK this weekend, first ever one in Blackpool. You and Tony, and this is what I was saying, it's Australians and then Dakota Kai and all this kind of stuff coming from down under as well. Yes. When are we going to see, you know, Performance Centre Melbourne or Sydney or...
Man, you know, that would be absolutely amazing. I would legit freak out. I think I would just cry of happiness because I know how hard everyone's worked down there in Australia to just get the opportunity to have a performance centre. There we go. My words aren't working today. I haven't slept much.
You and me both, don't worry.
Oh my God. But yeah, like I know exactly how hard they've all worked and it's the same here. Everyone has worked so hard here and now they're finally getting rewarded with the performance centre and I would really love for that to happen in Australia.
And it's easy to love what you do when you get to hold that over your shoulder.
Exactly. I mean, like, look at it. It's pretty schmick, isn't it?
I legitimately think that NXT UK has the best titles.
They do.
Pete's title's pretty amazing.
I know,
the tag
right?
titles look pretty sweet. I think you guys have got it made.
We do. And I have one of them.
Well,
it's beautiful.
Good luck for Saturday. Good luck for all of this. It's going to be amazing. And congratulations.
Thank you.
So here we are at the UK Performance Centre launch day. For you, 600 days deep as the champ, you know, a lot of this, you could say, is built behind what you and the boys have been doing, well, and girls, we should say. What does this mean to you as a symbol for how far UK has come?
Well, obviously, we're really proud of it, you know. We've come from humble beginnings of doing shows in front of 2-3 people. Like, it was that extreme. There wasn't a demand for this. And through the passion of the wrestlers and then, obviously, the fans catching on and so on, we've built to the point where I've been carrying this title now for 600 days. We have this amazing facility, we've got a takeover coming up, we've got our own weekly show. We said it was happening and finally it's all come to fruition, so it's an exciting time.
And when you look at the tournament and how all that came about in the first place and to where we are now, has it become more of like a family, like the UK, in the sense that, you know, you've done this together and you've brought wrestling up and the UK as a unit almost?
Yeah, well, I think that reigns true anyway, even outside of this company and the independents. Yeah. There's a definite pride about, you know, the fact that British wrestling has come this far. But obviously having a facility like this only enhances that. You know, we're able to train together, whether that's strength and conditioning and help each other out there or whether it's in the ring now. You know, we have Robbie Brookside over there, we have Johnny Saint, Johnny Moss, you know, three of the best British wrestlers of all time, and they're passing on knowledge, you know, in that boardroom there.
I'm loving seeing Johnny Saint actually in there doing.
I know, it's unbelievable. And in that boardroom we have Shawn Michaels going through people's matches, you know, and not only that, but the talent talking to each other. Obviously I'm 2 years into this process and I can, you know, lean some advice to the way this company works and maybe, like, you know, how to sort of change your persona and your matches to sort of fit the TV model, you know. So having all of that lends itself to that bonding process between the wrestlers, and it's only going to grow from here.
And of course, that leads us strongly into TakeOver this weekend. There's kind of a lot of pressure in the sense that NXT TakeOvers have become some of the most revered and acclaimed shows in the world. What should people expect from the UK brand of that?
I think more of the same. Obviously, this is grassroots, it's ground level, and that almost makes it more exciting to me. Obviously, we know what to expect now with those takeovers in the US, whereas a lot of people will be tuning in for the first time and seeing people like Eddie Dennis and Dave Mastiff and so on and so on. So it's going to be a nice education for those people. And I can compare it to when myself and Tyler went and did takeover in the US. You know, we were relatively unknown to the mass audience, and right place, right time, all of that. It just worked, and I feel like it's going to be similar to that. The fact that it's grassroots, it's grown literally out of here, is what's going to make it special, and that's what made NXT in America special.
And I heard you on the Edge and Christian podcast. You were talking about you and Tyler, and it's obviously Mustache Mountain have had their own run in NXT. Do you think all of that has been important about building us to now, where US fans actually have an interest and say, "Hang on a minute, something really is happening"?
Well, of course, had 2 years ago when this all started, had we gone right episodic TV, let's go, you know, it didn't have that same appeal, whereas now we've been through the ringer, you know, we've been present at WrestleManias, we've done, you know, I was at MSG over Christmas, you know, so we really have saw every aspect of the company, and doing that and exposing yourself, you know, little by little is really what has built this to what it is. So I think any time except now might not have been the right time, and I'm so glad that it has took this long to come to fruition. And it's given chance for people to get better, to know who they are as a character and as a performer. And now we have this facility that's just going to keep on going, and the sky's the limit.
So we should probably talk about the future and your hopes. You talked about WrestleMania just then. We've got NXT TakeOver, you get the Hall of Fame. Is there a place for NXT UK out there, and is that one of the next steps that needs to happen?
I'd love to defend this at a WrestleMania. I'd love to have a WrestleMania in the UK, of course, all of these things. I'd love to go to main roster and main event against AJ Styles, Brock Lesnar, of course. But as of right now, this is fully my focus. And the more I can take this title around, if I can take that to a WrestleMania, if I can take that to the Royal Rumble, you know, these are the things that are going to elevate this brand. And that's an exciting thought for me. I'm still young, so I'm in no rush. This for me is my full focus.
And for the brand itself, what should that be the next focus for them? Are you looking to maybe have your own spot at like WrestleMania weekends? Are you looking to just do more takeovers and get more eyes on the product? What's the next thing?
The variety of it is what as I've enjoyed so much about this company, because I've done everything from the accesses to being present at the WrestleManias, like I say, doing MSG, doing takeovers in the States, being on Raw. You know, I'm one of the very lucky few that's got to see the whole spectrum of the company. So the more that variety can keep coming, I think it's only better for the whole brand itself. And I hope that the newer guys get to experience the same sort of stuff as well.
We're looking forward to Saturday, Pete. Thank you very much, brother. Cheers. Thank you.
Charlotte Flair, this must not feel like you're in the UK. It must be very familiar because we're in a performance centre, but we're not in Orlando.
No, it doesn't even feel like we're in the UK just because of all the familiar faces.
You described yourself earlier as the performance centre original.
NXT homegrown.
And, I mean, it just must be amazing to see how it's gone from what it's gone in the USA, and now it's come to the UK, and now Triple H has said that this is the first in many performance centres that are going to crop up around the world. In the sort of short time that you've gone through that process, how far has it come?
Well, I could have talked about it for 5 minutes, but I was on the first show that left Florida. Like, it's crazy to think that, God, was that 4 years ago, that NXT was like, oh my gosh, we're traveling to Philadelphia. Like, that's a big deal. No, now and the UK has its own brand. And I think looking at the big picture, I think that's even better for the NXT brand in the US because it's competition. You see Raw versus SmackDown. Raw wants to be better than SmackDown. SmackDown wants to be better than Raw. So it just breeds better talent. And I think now that with the UK having its own performance center, there's just more opportunities for UK NXT to raise the bar.
And for someone like yourself that's been through that process and you're on a sort of massive upward trajectory, it's almost bad because there's going to be more Becky Lynches coming out of these performance centers that are going to be challenging for your titles.
How do I say this? Iron sharpens iron. You only get better when you have better talent.
That makes sense. I like that. The
first man always bows down to a queen.
I like that line. When we first spoke, we spoke about the UK, and we spoke about a beer and a burger at Wetherspoons.
Oh, yes.
That's Charlotte.
Well, it's Royal Rumble cutting season, so I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, the good news is that's old news now. The big thing now is a popular thing from a bakery called Greg's. It's the vegan sausage roll. It's taken the UK by storm. Is that something you'd be interested in trying?
Absolutely.
Okay. For the takeover at Blackpool, can someone get Charlotte a vegan sausage roll? I'm looking at Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne will sort you out. Charlotte, it's been great to speak and enjoy takeover.
Thank you.
And look forward to you facing someone from the UK Performance Centre very soon.
Me too.
A massive thank you again to Triple H, to Finn Balor, to Pete Dunne, to Rhea Ripley and to Charlotte and to everyone involved at WWE UK. All the lovely people. We had a really genuinely great day at the Performance Centre, not only seeing a phenomenal facility, seeing the future of WWE and NXT in the UK, but also like all the wrestlers we've spoken to on the show before, the likes of Ginny, Nina Samuels, Eddie Dennis, all came up and said hello. We all had a lovely chat with them and we'll be looking to get them all on the show again because they were all absolutely brilliant. Alex Mack has gone off to Blackpool for NXT UK, which is tonight, if you're listening to this on day of release on the WWE Network. It's going to be so worth watching. The first ever UK takeover event. Well, first of all, NXT UK takeover event. And honestly, support the NXT UK brand by streaming it live, by watching it. So the numbers are really good on the network. So people see that this is really worth the investment. We'll be back for proper, for good next week and every week. We'll be doing video podcasts. We'll be go follow our YouTube channel, Pro Wrestling Show. Search for it on YouTube there. It's a brand new channel, so there's about 180 followers right now, so it'd be brilliant if you could get involved on there, watch the videos, give them a like, a subscribe, a ding of the bell as well, at Pro Wrestle Show on Twitter and on Instagram as well. We'll bring you this sort of content week in, week out, maybe not kind of a bunch of Hall of Famers and future Hall of Famers all in the same show every week, but we'll always strive to bring you the best guests, the best analysis, and like I said earlier, not just WWE, but we'll be talking AEW next week. We'll be talking about all the indies, both international and worldwide. We haven't talked about Wrestle Kingdom. You can imagine how I felt about that if you're a regular listener to the show. So that's all still to come. We really, really appreciate your patronship and keep getting involved. We love hearing from everyone. Oh, and go and head to Twitter for some of our photos and videos from the Performance Centre because there are some absolute doozies there. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the Pro Wrestling Show.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.